it's affordable, then we're able to give them an apples to apples comparison to see what's a better option for them. Or, you know, just educating the public. There's still a lot of consumers out there who are not aware about the ACA, you know, what it means, how the implications impact their everyday life.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
So the law is that everyone is required to have health insurance or have an exemption if you fit certain categories, or if you don't have either of the two, have to pay a penalty for not having health care coverage.
I think that's something a lot of people don't realize yet, that there is a penalty.
That is correct. So for 2014 was the first year that the penalty was implemented, and it wasn't quite as large as it will be. So for a individual, it was either $95 per adult, I believe it was $37.50 per child, or 1% of your income, whichever's higher. So people may have seen a penalty of $100, you know, $150. Well, for 2015, if you don't have coverage for the year, the penalty is $325 per adult, $165 per child, or 2% of your income.
So it is going up.
It is. And for 2016, it goes up even higher, $695 per adult, $342.50 per child, or 2.5% of your income. So that could be a major chunk of your tax return or a bill that you'll have to pay when you file taxes.
So the healthcare exchange in Virginia, tell us a little bit about how it differs from other states.
So Virginia is on the federal market exchange. So the federal government has established this marketplace for individuals to go put in information and then review plans, whereas there are other states who have set up their own. So for Virginia, we go on to healthcare.gov, which is the federal website, and you can review plans, complete an application, and enroll. Or you can actually call their 1-800 number, which is 1-800-318-2596, and you can speak to a call center representative who can also help you with enrolling.
Now, if you don't have health insurance right now and you haven't had it, you've not been on a COBRA, you haven't had another policy, and maybe you've had to pay a penalty, is there any fear to go forward now and say, I need to enroll?
Well, right now, there are open enrollment has closed for the year, but there are certain situations, life-changing events that can occur that would allow you to enroll currently. You could sign up today. So if you had something like you got married, had a baby, lost health care coverage, let's say you switched jobs and lost your coverage, your COBRA ended. If you had a major income change, so before you had no income to purchase health insurance, and then you now got a job or Social Security, which would allow you to pay for health care coverage, you could purchase. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else, Sherelle, you could think of?
Major one is the income we're using.
Yeah. Income. Or if you are American Indian or Alaska Native, you can qualify for a special enrollment.
Go ahead.
Otherwise, you got to wait till November 1st, which will be the start of open enrollment for 2016.
And once you're enrolled in the healthcare exchange, do you have to re-enroll every year?
There is an option when you're completing the application if you agree to allow the marketplace to look at your tax returns for the next 5 years. You can automatically be re-enrolled, but we definitely encourage people to review their information at least once a year because your income changes,
you change.
Exactly.
What was that, Sherelle?
Plans also change.
Yes.
By pricing or even by services that are provided. So you will definitely want to review.
And say, okay, is this the right one for me or switching? You know, so we encourage everyone, even if you don't do anything, just go over, review your information just to make sure everything's accurate and that you're pleased with the plan you have.
Now, I know myself from being enrolled in the healthcare exchange that it can be very confusing to go onto the website. There are many options, aren't there? And there are different tiers of plans. Tell us about that.
Yes. So for Fredericksburg, there are 30 different plans that are available. So, and if you're like me prior to this job, I didn't know a whole lot about health insurance. So if I were to see 30 plans, I think I would be overwhelmed.
And Sherelle, you help families in the Northern Neck Middle Peninsula.
Yes.
Are there different plans there?
Yes. There are some providers that are here in Fredericksburg, such as Kaiser, that are not available in the Northern Neck.
So it differs greatly.
Right, yes. It's more limited in Northern Neck.
When we come back, I want to talk about navigators specifically, because you all have very extensive training to help people, don't you?
Correct.
All right. So we are talking today with Melissa Walker, who's a navigator with Enroll Virginia here in the Fredericksburg area, and Sherelle Wiggins Bailey, who is the in-person assister for the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula. I'm Susan Larson, and this is Town Talk. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Now your host, Susan Larson, filling in for Ted Schubel this week while he's on vacation. I'm the publisher of Fredericksburg Today Online News. Thanks for joining us again. We're talking about Enroll Virginia, and I have with me Melissa Walker, who's a navigator in the Fredericksburg area, and Sherelle Wiggins Bailey, who does the in-person assisting in the Northern Neck Middle Peninsula. We were talking just basically about what Enroll Virginia is, and it's to help people get healthcare coverage through the healthcare exchange that was passed into law in 2013. Now, Melissa and Sherelle, you are highly trained to be navigators. Start with telling me why you decided to do this.
I just have a passion to help people. Prior to myself becoming a navigator, I did counseling and I worked with families. Especially those who were lower income with stabilizing their homes. So I've always had this passion to help people. And then when the opportunity arose for me to help families in a different capacity, I jumped at it.
What about you, Sherelle?
I actually have just was completing my studies in my degree for my master's, and I didn't know exactly where I wanted to go with it. I just knew that I wanted to, you know, to help the community, but I just wasn't sure of how I wanted to do it. And so I knew Melissa prior to coming to here, and she was telling me what she does, and that the position came open, and so I applied for that. I actually am from King George, and so unbelievably had never been to the Northern Neck before. And so,
wow.
And so that made it interesting as well.
Interesting. A lot of times we don't travel in our own backyards. Now, I know that navigators have a lot of training. Tell us a little bit about what you go through to become a navigator.
Well, before we actually started doing enrollments, we went through, I think it probably took me at least 30 hours of training to go into all the depths and details about, you know, health insurance and the federal marketplace and all that in details. So it was quite extensive. And I know in the past we've had people who wanted to volunteer and learn how to do enrollments who have not completed it because it's so intensive.
A lot to do, a lot to know. Now, when people can go online to complete the enrollment,
that's correct.
Mm-hmm. And at what point do they call you for help?
At any point, before they even go online, they can contact us and we can assist them. Our local number is 540-741-2447. And if they're just even curious, haven't been online, they're more than welcome to call, schedule an appointment, and we can go through the process with them. If they've already started an application, got confused and said, I don't know if I can do this, mm-hmm. they can call. Or if they've completed the application process and just are second guessing themselves, they can feel free to call us.
I know telling my own story is that, of course, I have a master's degree. I'm on the computer all the time. And when I started the enrollment process in 2013, I got stuck. And I thought, this is really hard. And I'm on computers filling out forms all the time. So I would imagine there are a lot of people who come to you for help.
Absolutely. Yeah. People have made the comment, you know, I have a degree and this is still extremely difficult for me. Healthcare in general, I think, is difficult. And a lot of times when you have options through your employer, they're pretty limited. You have one or two, maybe three plans to choose from. And you kind of, okay, I'm going to pick this one. But when you have 30, it's like, okay, well, what's the difference between this one and this one? And, you know, a lot of times people only know, okay, I know this provider, but I don't know the differences between the several plans. So,
and a lot of it too is that you don't know the terms. Like a lot of times that people have come to us and said, you know, well, this one says it has a $6,000 deductible. This one says it has a $2,000 deductible, but it's cheaper. And usually you kind of want to go with price, you know, just
right,
as normal
right.
instinct, you want kind of want to go with price, but price isn't necessarily the best thing.
In what way? Why is that?
Because if you choose a plan that has a higher deductible, say if you have a $6,000 deductible, that plan actually, the provider actually pays for nothing until that deductible is met. So you actually would be coming out of pocket with a lot more money than had you choose a more reasonable plan. Even if it's more money per month, it still would be more beneficial to the person.
So you're, if I'm hearing correctly, then sometimes you think, well, if I have a higher deductible, my premium's lower, so I'd save money, but you're going to pay more out of pocket up front. Is that what I'm
you
hearing?
Could, depending on, yeah. yeah. I mean, there's some plans that have a $6,000 deductible. And, you know, if you have a very limited income, that may not be beneficial to you to have to come out of pocket before any prescriptions. There are some plans that don't pay until after the deductible is met. Now, there's some that have the flat fee, but a lot of people, when I first started in Northern Neck, I was finding people that picked the wrong type of plan, and then they're stuck for the year because they didn't really understand what it meant. They just said, oh, it's only $15 a month, and picked it.
Now, the healthcare exchange is it in process? Are they tweaking things year to year as we go along?
Yes. So open enrollment 2 went a lot smoother than it did year 1. there were changes to the application. The application was shorter. The call center, they were more aware of some of the difficulties that were going on. So it was just a smoother process. We anticipate for open enrollment 3, which starts November 1st, that there will be additional changes that are made that will continue to make the process easier for individuals to enroll.
I recently read a story in Business Insider that said nationwide healthcare coverage has risen sharply since the healthcare exchange. Do you have any numbers or statistics about that here in Virginia?
Well, we do know that in the 17 locales that we serve, which is 16 counties in the city of Fredericksburg, I know as far as the exchange is concerned, there were increases in every county of at least 46% or higher.
Wow.
For people who had gotten enrolled. And in counties like Spotsylvania, Stafford County, we're talking a jump of, 4,000 or 5,000 people. So
who did not have health insurance before and now do have health insurance. What about for people who say, well, it's a requirement, but there are people who, are living paycheck to paycheck and can't afford another bill every month?
And that is completely understandable, that, you're tapped out, you're maxed out, can't afford an additional bill. But you also had to take into consideration that if you get hospitalized for some reason and you have no health care coverage, you could end up with a bill $30,000-$40,000.
So are there opportunities when these people come in for plans that meet their needs when they're very low income or living paycheck to paycheck?
Yes. So one of the main criteria is that you do have to have some sort of income in order to qualify for the tax credits, which is what's used to help people pay for their health insurance. So there's tax credits and there's also something called cost share reductions. So with the tax credit, if you are between 100% above federal poverty level and 400%, so for a household of one, it would be between $11,670 and $46,680. For a family of four, it'd be $23,850 and $95,400. You qualify for some sort of tax credit to help you pay for your monthly premiums.
So those are annual incomes.
If
your family of one or your family of four fall between those, you qualify.
Correct, for assistance, as long as you've met all the criteria, such as being a U.S. citizen, don't have health care options, other places, so on and so forth. And within that, if your income is between 100 and 250% of the federal poverty level, you also could qualify for additional assistance, which is called cost share reductions. So that reduces your monthly premiums. Your deductibles, your co-payments, your co-insurance, your out-of-pocket expenses when you go to the doctor.
And that could help tremendously.
Yeah. So you could be, a person who makes about $12,000 a year and pay $25 a month for health care coverage.
And that's really a safety net.
Correct.
Yes.
Right. Now, you had mentioned earlier that there are, more than 30 plans to choose from in the Fredericksburg area?
Correct.
And why are there so many different plans?
So there are different tiers of plans based off of your needs. So there are what they call, they're based on metals, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum plans. And the bronze level plans, the insurance company covers about 60% of your medical expenses. The consumer covers 40. Silver, 70, 30, 80, 10, 90. I'm sorry.
70, a 30, lot of numbers 80,
20,
here.
Yes, 90, 10. So with the bronze level plans, you typically have lower monthly premiums, higher deductibles, and then vice versa. With the platinum plans, you have the higher monthly premiums, lower deductibles. So typically you'll see individuals who have higher or a lot more medical needs. They go to the doctor on a regular basis, tend to pick the plans with the higher monthly premiums because they're not coming out of pocket every time they go to the doctor. So, and if you're under 30, they have what they call catastrophic plans. So these plans are, you know, they'll cover your 10 essentials and you'll be able to get preventative services free, but it doesn't cover your doctor visits and those type of things until you reach that maximum out-of-pocket expense, which is typically about $6,700. And then it's basically designed for individuals if something major happened, they ended up in the hospital, they have some sort of health care coverage.
We're talking with Melissa Walker and Sherelle Wiggins-Bailey about Enroll Virginia. They're navigators. They help people choose the correct health plans for them. I'm Susan Larson of Fredericksburg Today, and you're listening to Town Talk. We'll be right back. And filling in for Ted today is Susan Larson. Good morning. I'm the publisher of Fredericksburg Today Online News. We're talking about Enroll Virginia and the healthcare exchange this morning with Melissa Walker, who's a navigator in Fredericksburg, and Sherelle Wiggins-Bailey, who is an in-person assister in the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula. If you have been listening for the last 30 minutes, you hear how confusing it can be at times because there are so many options. But that's why we have this show going today. And then also there are Facebook pages, phone numbers, and websites that we'll share information about on the WFVA Facebook page so that you can get the information in writing also. We were talking about before the break the different levels, and they're based on gold, bronze. You tell me.
Yeah, so they're based on metals. So we have the bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. The bronze is the insurance company will cover about 60% of your medical expenses. You cover about 40% as the consumer. Silver is 70-30%. Gold is 80-20%. And platinum is 90-10%. And if you're under 30, or if you don't earn enough, which means you're below 100% of the federal poverty level, you also have the option of catastrophic plans, which basically provide you with some medical health insurance if something catastrophic happened, if you had a hospitalization or an accident that led you in the hospital, so that you would have a maximum amount that you would have to pay out of pocket, so you're not having a bill of $50,000, $70,000 from the hospital.
So there are people who do not qualify for the healthcare exchange.
That is correct. So we call those individuals that they fall in the Medicaid gap. And basically what that means is Virginia did not expand Medicaid for adults who are single, or, you know, just adults who don't have children with low income. And so they had to pay full price for a plan if they purchase it through the exchange, or have to go without health care coverage. Now, those people are not obligated to pay the penalty because they can't afford health care coverage. But that's the thing. They also don't have health care coverage compared to a state like Maryland, who did expand their Medicaid. So those individuals are covered in Maryland.
Tell me some of the stories of people that you've helped and what's happened with them through Enroll Virginia.
Well, there was a gentleman who came into my office who had not had health insurance for probably about 20 years and didn't have any income. He fell in the Medicaid gap. So we kind of talked about community resources for him because he didn't have money to pay for health care or health insurance. So he told me he was in the process of trying to find out about Social Security benefits for himself. Well, he called me maybe a month later, and he got approved for Social Security and wanted to follow up to see if he could get health care coverage. So he came back in. After the appointment, we found out he was eligible based off of his newfound income, and he got enrolled in health insurance for about $30 a month. And he was just so grateful because he hadn't had health insurance in 20 years.
There seem to be so many ifs, ands, or buts in the healthcare exchange. Is that why navigators are so important?
Very much so. You know, we know some of the things that people just don't generally know as far as how to answer particular questions. Some people get confused when completing the application. We're there to help them kind of look at their particular situation, figure out what's the best answer to give to the marketplace, in order to help them get coverage.
And Sherelle, you were saying earlier too, sometimes at face value, you can think that this one plan might be the best, but.
Right. Yeah, the price is not always should not be the determining factor. I know you have to get what you can afford, but also look at things like deductibles and how much you'll be paying out of pocket, because sometimes that's even more detrimental than you were in a position than you were in before.
And you had a story you were going to share.
Yes, I had a young couple with three small children. The husband was working, but the employer did not offer health benefits. And so none of them were insured. And so We help them get enrolled for the parents and the children. We enrolled them in through Medicaid because that's another service that we can help with as well, applying for Medicaid.
And I think you said the parents were not even aware at the time that
they were not aware of that they qualify. They just thought that you had to be, you know, basically no income in order to qualify for Medicaid. And, you know, they were working and, you know, rented a house and everything. And so they thought, you know, they just didn't apply to them.
And There's sometimes a misconception that this is really all about poor people, just giving a free handout to poor people. But you've seen a lot. It's a lot more than that.
It is a lot more than that. And it actually is for those individuals who work or have some sort of income who need health insurance, you know, who need the coverage. There's many people who are self-employed who, prior to the ACA coming into effect, they had to purchase individual plans that were $300-$400 a month, you know. And when you have people who are like home health aides, who are only making maybe $18,000-$19,000 a year, and you're spending $300 a month on health insurance, it could be extremely pricey. And if you have a lot of medical condition, you know, health issues on top of that, there were also individuals who weren't able to get coverage prior to the ACA coming in effect. So the ACA has benefited a lot by offering these what they call minimal essential coverage plans, which require, they're required to have 10 criteria that they got to meet. And one is that you can't deny someone based off a pre-existing condition. You know, you have to provide pediatric care for children and, you know, ambulatory services, rehab services, substance abuse services. So it has opened up the doors for a lot of people who weren't getting the necessary medical attention that they needed prior to.
What are the differences between going from the different levels? Is it cost per month that makes people, that kind of divides those?
The monthly premiums do have a factor, but it also, the deductibles is another thing. So it's kind of the way I've put it to the consumers in the past is you either pay upfront, you know, on your monthly premiums, or you're paying later on. So if you're an individual who only goes to the hospital, I mean, you only go to the doctor for well visits once a year, which is part of the 10 essentials, so there's no charge for that service. So if you only need to go for your annual physical or your woman well visit, and you typically don't go to the doctor, don't have prescriptions, then it may benefit you to get a plan with lower premiums, higher deductible, so just in case something happens, you still have coverage, but you're not paying an astronomical, you know, cost. Whereas individuals who have lots of medical needs, who see their doctor 2-3 times a month, have lots of prescriptions. Yeah, exactly. May want to plan with higher monthly premiums so they're not paying a lot out of pocket when they go get those prescriptions or go see the doctor.
Sherelle, you keep mentioning prescriptions. That's included in the healthcare
that
exchange?
That is included in there. And that is a lot. I also work at a free clinic in Northern Neck, the Northern Neck Free Health Clinic. And so some of my cases that I've seen that referred to me through the clinic where people bought a plan, but they can't, the prescriptions are, you know, astronomical for them. And, you know, whereas if when they were going to the clinic or when they were, you know, when they were using the service of the free clinic, you know, they may pay $10-$20 or go through Walmart and pay, you know, use the Walmart card and pay that. But now that you have insurance, that if now you're spending, you know, $50 for a prescription that you were used to spending $10 for at the most.
How do people resolve that issue then?
Unfortunately, if you choose a plan through the marketplace, you have that, you're with that plan for the entire year until it's time to renew, and then you can switch. If that person didn't have, doesn't have insurance, and they have the other options of, you know, there's Needy Meds, there's other companies that actually help with prescriptions.
So that's another reason that it sounds good to consult a navigator, because you may not even know this when you're signing up for one of the plans.
Yeah, a lot of what we do is to provide information about community resources that a lot of times people are not aware of.
Like you were saying, if you have a job that's providing health insurance, you may have two or three choices, but we're talking 30 or more choices here. Is that the same in the Northern Neck area?
In Northern Neck, it's more limited to the providers. Same benefits, but just limited as far as what plans, what providers are out there. Kaiser Permanente is not in Northern Neck. Usually it's either Anthem Healthkeepers or Aetna are the two providers that are popular out there.
And is it the providers who decide where they're going to cover in Virginia?
Yes, the providers are able to pick and choose what health insurance companies they want to use. So I think it's more of a case, and this is my own personal opinion, of supply and demand. So the more people who are receiving or using these plans, the more the providers are going to be more motivated to, okay, let me go ahead and accept this plan.
You keep mentioning the 10 essentials. What are those?
The 10 essentials. So all the plans through the marketplace have to have these 10 essential coverages. So
ambulatory services, pediatrics, rehab and rehabilitation services, pediatrics,
hospitalizations, prescriptions.
Trying to remember them all. We're going to put them. There are 10 of them. And when we're not faced with the microphone and notes, we can get them all. But we can post those too. But there are at least the 10 essential health coverages that need to be provided by any healthcare exchange plan. Is that what I'm understanding?
That is correct. And preventative services is a big one. So if nothing else, you go to your doctor for your annual physical, and that's covered, as well as laboratories. As well.
Screenings now are now covered, prostate exams, diabetes, all that is now preventative.
And when you say covered, is there a deductible involved with those?
No, not for the initial. So you go for your annual physical, you get screened for diabetes, you have your prostate exam. There's no charge on those.
So there are some health care provisions in the exchange where you are guaranteed to just go get your physical every year because that's provided.
Yes.
Okay. I did not know that. I thought you would have to pay a deductible if you went to get a physical. That's why I don't do it. Right. Don't
fall. Exactly. A lot of times we skip on the things. Oh, I don't need that. I'm feeling fine. Well, as you know, if it's free, then you'll go every year. Hey, it's part of my service. I pay for this.
And we're told, that it's preventative medicine is very important.
Yes, exactly. We're promoting healthy living.
And I think a lot of people, I skip a lot of preventative because I think I'm going to save money, but maybe not in the long run. Do you find that a lot of people think that way?
Oh, absolutely. There are many people just, I don't bother. And, that's just, I think, the nature of everyone. Mm-hmm. You avoid it. There's some people who are very punctual. I go get my annual physical, but there's a lot, including myself, who don't take the time to go every year just to go get checked because you never know.
Yeah.
And that's extremely important.
Now, the healthcare exchange is not only for individuals and families. It is also for small businesses.
That's correct. So any small business that has 50 full-time equivalent employees or less can purchase a plan through the marketplace. It's called SHOP. So it is designed for small businesses, for those employers who want to get their employees health insurance. And actually in 2016, they're going to bump it up to employers who have 100 employees or less can purchase plans through the exchange.
And that will become effective in the next enrollment period?
Yes, for the 100. Right now, a small business could contact me today and say, hey, I have 20 full-time equivalent employees. I want to look at getting healthcare coverage, and we could go through the process to get that company health insurance.
Very good. So, again, do the 10 essentials then also apply to the programs that a company would give?
That's correct. They apply to those. Some of the plans are similar, as at least in my experience, in the Fredericksburg region, there are some of the plans that the employers are offered that are similar to the ones through the individual exchange.
If you are getting a health and health care through your employer, but you're not satisfied with it, can you opt to do the health care exchange?
You can opt to do it. You wouldn't necessarily qualify for a tax credit. Okay. That is determined whether your the plan the employer offers is, one, affordable. So if you're a individual and you're paying $500 a month for your employer coverage, that would probably not be affordable for you. And then you could go through the exchange and purchase a plan with a tax credit. But if your employer offers you health insurance that's, you know, $80 a month and it is considered affordable, you can still purchase a plan through the exchange. You would just not get the tax credit to help you pay for it.
We're talking with Melissa Walker, who's a navigator with Enroll Virginia here in Fredericksburg, and Sherelle Wiggins-Bailey, the in-person assister for the Northern Neck and Middle Peninsula area. And we're going to wrap up our conversation when we come back. I'm Susan Larson, and this is Town Talk on WFVA. Stay with us. Actually, Susan Larson of Fredericksburg Today Online News. I'm filling in for Ted Schubel this week, who's on vacation. We've been talking this hour about Enroll Virginia, and that's the program that offers free in-person help to individuals, families, and small businesses to find health care insurance plans to fit their needs and conditions in Virginia. It's also provided in your language and in your community. With me are Melissa Walker and Sherelle Wiggins-Bailey. So that was a brief overview again of what Enroll Virginia is. Tell people when open enrollment is and how to contact you.
So open enrollment for 2016 starts November 1st of this year and will go till January 31st, 2016. So if you're interested in getting coverage for 2016, that will be the time that you would be open and available to enroll in a plan, or switch your plan if you're currently on the exchange and want to look at getting a different provider or just a plan.
And you had said earlier, even though people can automatically sign up to have their tax returns reviewed and be re-enrolled, you don't recommend that per se.
I do not. I encourage you to go back and just review your information, make sure everything is accurate, up to date, because if, let's say you moved and there's a change in the marketplace as far as your plan, or they need additional information and they send it to your old address, and then all of a sudden you don't have your tax credit anymore because they couldn't contact you.
And so, Sherelle, you were saying too that the plans change every year.
That's correct. The plans change as far as for pricing, that could go up or down. And then for benefits, you just want to look at what's now, what's most beneficial for you.
And where should people contact you in the Northern Neck, Middle Peninsula area?
My office is actually located in the Northern Neck Free Health Clinic in Kilmarnock. I could be reached at 804-332-1549.
And we'll put this information up also on the WFVA Facebook page, but there's an Enroll Virginia website.
There is. It is www.enrolls-virginia.com, or you can contact us at 888-392-5132.
Because we've been talking mainly about the Fredericksburg Northern Neck area, but it's available across the state.
That is correct. So my office in Fredericksburg is 540-741-2447, and we also have a in-person assister who is in the Piedmont region, so she covers Rappahannock County to Madison County, and if you need services in that area, you can reach her at 503-216-5262. So that's 703-216-5262.
And her name is Donna Stanton.
That's correct.
If people are interested now, but even though open enrollment doesn't begin till November, is it too early to come in and begin talking plans? Do you have that information already?
We do not have the plans for 2016,
okay,
but we can walk them through the process of enrollment, what that would look like, and just answer general questions about the ACA.
So it's not too early to get started.
No, it's not.
And then once open enrollment begins, is it difficult to get appointments?
We book up quickly, so we definitely encourage people to contact us sooner than later. And we also do community outreach events, so we will be doing enrollments in the community as well. So definitely, like I said, I encourage you to contact us sooner than later if you're interested in an appointment during open enrollment.
Very good. And again, tell us the dates of open enrollment for the next session.
It's going to be from November 1st, 2015 to January 31st, 2016.
So if you have any questions at all about Enroll Virginia, check out the WFVA Facebook page. We'll have all of this contact information up. We've shared a lot of information today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. And anything else we should know?
No, we just encourage everyone to look at your health care options and, you know, get health care coverage.
Because?
It's the law.
It's the law. And also,
and it's important that your health should be one of your number one priorities.
And as we spoke earlier, if you don't have health care because you can't afford the monthly, if you have a catastrophic event, it could.
Yeah, it could. You could end up in an even bigger financial burden.
All right, very good. Enroll Virginia, Melissa Walker is a navigator at Enroll Virginia, and that's based in the Lloyd Moss Free Clinic here in the Fredericksburg. And then Sherelle Wiggins Bailey is the in-person assister. She does enrollments for individuals and families in the Northern Neck Middle Peninsula. Thank you so much for joining us today on Town Talk. I'm Susan Larson. I'm hosting this week as Ted's on vacation. You've been listening on WFVA, and follow me also on Fredericksburg Today Online News. Have a great day.